Today I want to talk with you just a little bit about silence. But before we get to that, I want to address the recent silence that we've had here on the podcast feed. This multi-month break that we've been on is almost over. Our new season of shows is almost ready, and it's going to begin in June. It'll be 20 episodes of new stories, and it'll be well worth the wait. The launch of the new season will also coincide with a piece of good news that you'll have to wait just a little while longer to hear. Now, there's another piece of good news that I can share with you right now. Our Here Be Monsters live show is coming to two new locations. The live show is called Terrible Resonance, and it's about infrasound. Infrasound is a poorly understood kind of sound that exists outside the typical range of human hearing, and you can hear all about it in the previous episode of Here Be Monsters. Our first shows in New York City went really swimmingly, and so now Bethany Denton, Joe Morgan, and I are coming to the Bay Area of California to bring bigger and louder infrasonic goodness to the West Coast. The first show that we're doing in the Bay Area is going to be Saturday, June 6th at the Megapolis Audio Festival in Oakland. Megapolis is an audio festival created by Nick Vanderkolk of the podcast Love and Radio. Lena Misitsis, our own Here Be Monsters producer, is going to be there, so will Roman Mars, Al Letson, Veronica Simmons, and many other interesting and unusual audio folk as well. You can get tickets to the festival at megapolisfestival.org, or just visit our website for a link. We're at hbmpodcast.com. The second show that we're doing is going to be a standalone, so not part of the festival. And it's going to be just a couple days later at a venue called Viracocha in San Francisco. The show is happening on Monday, June 8th at 7 p.m. And it's going to be a bit of a small show. If you want to come to the show, go ahead and grab your tickets now. And if the event sells out online, don't worry, because we're also going to be selling some tickets on the night of the event at the door. For more information on either of our upcoming shows, or if you want to request a show in your own city, head over to our website, hbmpodcast.com. In the top menu, there's a button labeled Live Shows that will take you to the page with all the information about Terrible Resonance. Now, just a quick word of warning. There are a lot of delicate tones in today's episode. And so, if you're listening in a noisy environment or through small speakers, you might miss them. Now, depending on the way that you choose to interpret the content of this show, that might be just fine. Don't worry, this will all make sense in a moment. Here Be Monsters, the podcast about...
I'm missing an opportunity to be productive.
The podcast about...
The unknown.
Hey, Bethany.
Yeah?
Why do you think we're afraid of silence?
Well, I think there's two reasons. The first reason is that if you're like me, I tend to be a pretty anxious person, and one of the ways that I cope with that is to always be productive. I feel like I always have to be doing something productive. It doesn't feel right to not multitask by listening to music or listening to a podcast or having the TV on in the background or something, because in the silence, that's when, you know, I'm left to my thoughts. Like, I'm not doing enough. Like, I'm missing an opportunity to be working on something, to be improving, to be productive, which just sort of unleashes a whole onslaught of other thoughts and feelings, like, I'm not good enough, I don't try hard enough, I don't work hard enough, I'll never be good enough.
There's something strange I do with the people I interview on this show. I sit in silence with them, and I do it under the guise of gathering room tone. Room tone is the recorded sound that's present when no one is talking, and it's supposed to be silent, but it never is. You see, every space has its own kind of ambient sound, unique unto itself, and no two of them are the same. Every time you hear an interview on this show, or on another podcast, or on public radio, you should know that there are two people sitting in a room who barely know each other. One of them is being interviewed, and the other one is holding a microphone. And those two people, they sit in silence with each other for 30 seconds, or a minute, or maybe even 2 minutes. 2 minutes feels like an eternity when you're sitting in a room with a stranger. Now, the reason why reporters do this is that this room tone is very helpful in the editing process. It makes cuts sound much more natural. But room tone is never played in full and usually isn't amplified at all, so these sounds are very quiet and only really used briefly in transitions. But lately, I've been feeling a bit overwhelmed by the sounds and interviews and ideas that I've been hearing in my life, and they're kind of stressing me out. So I went back into the Here Be Monsters archive, and I pulled out every recording of room tone that I and the other producers of this show have ever made. I put them into this big montage, and I listened to them, looking for some lesson to be learned, and I didn't find it. But that's kind of the point, because I really like the way some of them sound. There's nothing right or wrong about them. There's nothing to judge. It's just two strangers sitting together in a loud silence.
You are asking the guests to be really attentive to the noises around them. right? Because the goal is sort of to identify anything that's going to be competing with my voice as you're recording. And we're not really asked to listen to background noise, really. You know, we sort of train ourselves to tune it out. There was definitely this enhanced awareness after that of just, like, appreciating how much ambient noise exists all the time, even when we're in our houses in the middle of the day. And it just sort of reminded me how little access we have to silence. That in the moment was sort of a trivial thought, but after the interview and sort of since then, it's something that I've reflected on. Because it's just not something we do very often.
And the second reason, I think, is that people like you, Jeff, have told me that you, in the silence, are afraid of your past coming back, boiling it back up to the surface, you know, and thinking about relationships that you've lost and the times that you've messed up, friends you don't talk to anymore, or things you wish you had or hadn't said. And it might be that you're using noise to keep these issues buried rather than confronting them and processing them and dealing with it.
Here Be Monsters is produced by Bethany Denton and me, Jeff Entman. Music on the show today from The Black Spot. Head over to our website to find our entire archive of shows and look at pictures, listen to our musicians, get info on our live shows, or request one in your city. All that at hbmpodcast.com. We have Twitter now. Follow us at hbmpodcast. Also, please review us on iTunes. We'll have more episodes from the new season soon. Thanks for listening.